Okay, this is April 7th, and the topic this month is about my father's business. And Dallas has a new phone number he wants to put on here in case anyone would like to call him, and you should. His new number is 323-229-0519. That's 323-229-0519.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, as usual, it is so nice to see gods and goddesses in one room. Now, I do hope that that is sinking through to everybody, that you truly are creative people, that you're creating the life that you are living with your beliefs. And we build beliefs with our thoughts, our words, our viewpoints, and our attitudes. And those things we have control over. We can change any of those. And when you change any of those, you change your belief system. And this is what this whole teaching is about. It's always done unto you as you believe. Not as I believe, but as you believe. So, you must learn to believe in yourself. I don't know if you remember the little saying, God does not ask us to try harder. God asks us to believe more. Because everything is done with belief. So, what are you believing about yourself? I understand that Sue sends out little things on the internet, and I think that that's absolutely wonderful. Because for the last month, I don't think we ever did the matter dance at all. But you have to know that you're worthy and deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. You have to make that your belief system. You see? And that's what we call the hard drive. You see? You cannot change that. You can change all the software. But the hard drive remains the same. The hard drive meaning that you truly are a god or goddess, that this thing that we call the universe, or this thing we call God, is always for you, never against you. This is your hard drive. So you have to, we add little things to our lives. We start to believe what the world is telling us. And we start to live from that. But you have to always go back to your hard drive. And you have to say, I am one with this thing called God. I am one with this thing called the universe. That this thing called God and the universe wants me to succeed. It wants me to have everything that my heart desires. Nothing can be held from me if my mind is thinking correctly. And when you're not getting what you want, it's merely a sign that you're not thinking correctly. And we know that we can change our thinking. So we change our thinking to align with our hard drive. That the universe wants you to succeed. It wants you to have everything. And you start building that in your own self. You build that every day of your life by looking around and seeing what a wonderful world we live in. We stop listening to the outside world. We stop listening to the news on the television, which does nothing but tell us of all the bad things that are going on. There are bad things going on in the world. There are just as many good things going on in the world. We have a tendency in our mind to think, oh, look how many people, my father, by the way, the first thing he ever did was look at the obituary to see how many people died that day. Now, he thought that was keeping informed. Maybe he wanted to see if any of his friends were on it. Which, that is all right if you realize what's going on. But you also have to realize, see, we always look at, oh, look at that, all these people were killed. All these people died, all this. You have to know how many people were born. How many people were born today? Will always outnumber the other people. So you have to just look in the right direction for things. You have to change your mind and say, ah, those people died. Death, by the way, is a natural process that we were all going to go through. There's nothing scary about it. But we should rejoice in the idea that life is always coming to us. Life is coming into this world. Remember? It's always coming. Always something new and marvelous is coming into this world, and that's what we want to see. We want to see the newness. This season we're approaching is a wonderful season to do anything for yourself. This is a season of rebirth. This is a season of resurrection. Anything that you haven't, any old ideas that you wanted to, that you had, that you wanted this, this, and this, and you haven't accomplished it, now's the time to resurrect all that stuff. But now's the time to resurrect the ideas that you used to have, the ideas of who you wanted to be, what you wanted to be, all that. Because the consciousness of the world will start to change during this period, because we will start to celebrate the religious holidays in the Jewish faith, in the Christian faith, in all faiths. So it's a wonderful time to get your mind centered on renewal. You plant, you put gardens out. I put a garden out. I love to put the garden out because I know it's going to grow. So you have to say, what am I planting in the garden of my mind? What am I planting in the garden of my mind? Are you just letting it be run over by weeds and so forth? Or are you planting wonderful, life-affirming ideas in the garden of your mind? This is a wonderful time of year to do that. A wonderful time to do all that. Excuse me. Tonight's title, or talk for the month, is I'm About My Father's Business. This is a statement that Jesus was given credit for when they asked him. He said, I'm about my Father's business. And we should always be about our Father's business, meaning this thing called God, this thing called the universe, which is a higher state of consciousness, because we get bogged down by the world people and we think, ah, I have to sell the house, I have to have the job, I have to get the acting thing, I have to have a career, I have to do all that. All those things are wonderful, people. That has nothing to do with your Father's business. Has nothing to do with your Father's business. If you start to say every morning, I'm about my Father's business, then the things that you want will start to come to you. And they will come to you more quickly than ever. Because you're putting your emphasis on your Father's business. The rest of the stuff, and I've told you this about money and so forth, money is just a side effect of your consciousness. And when you know, oh, I'm about my Father's business. Yes, I have a job, but that job is a side effect of my Father's business. What do I mean by I'm about my Father's business? That means, are you kind during the day? Are you compassionate during the day? Are you loving during the day? Are you especially loving yourself during the day? You see, that's how you go about your Father's business. That's a higher calling than the world wants you to be, a doctor, a lawyer, whatever. Nothing wrong with any of those things. But you have to realize that you're always about your Father's business. The only way you can prove this thing that we call God is through you. It has to come through you. And it comes through you when you start to see it in yourself, when you start to be kind, when you start to be compassionate, when you start to be loving. Sometimes it's not so easy. You should have been with me with this telephone situation that I was having. Very hard for me to keep myself focused and say, I'm about my Father's business. And it's too bad at the present moment I'm working with all these idiots, but I have to remind myself, I am about my Father's business. But we're not taught that. And we're controlled by the world. We say that we have to have a goal. We have to have a job. We have to have this, that, and the other thing. And we completely forget that why we're here. We're here on this planet, this present moment, to express God. To express this thing we call the Father. You're always about your Father's business. You must look at yourself as an emissary of light and love. And you have been sent here as an emissary or an ambassador, whatever you want to call it. The same way, if you went to a foreign country, you would be representing this country. You're here on this plane of action to represent your Father. That is why you were sent here. That is why you were born, to be able to express these things. And we can all do that. They're all the qualities that we talk about God, are in you. They are in you. And they want to come through you. They want to come up through your consciousness, through your whole body, and express themselves. We are held back by the world because we're afraid. We are afraid to know how powerful we are, how large we are. And we have to get larger and larger all the time. And that's what this is. When you're about your Father's business, you're about becoming larger. Inside. Remember, this teacher Jesus also said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That word abundantly and having life more abundantly means in depth, in the depth of life, so that you see life the way it really is. Where you, how many people have remembered to get up every morning and put their love glasses on? You have to put those love glasses on so that you can start to see love everywhere. Do it with your own glasses, you know. Do whatever you can to change your mind about things so that you can say, this is my job. To be about my Father's business, not about the world's business at all. We have to be about the world's business, yes, but we cannot make it the main thing in life. You cannot make it the main thing in your life. The main thing in your life is, I am representing my Father. I am an emissary of light and love. And we have to keep working on that till we firmly believe that, till it becomes a part of our being. And we can all do that. You're saying, this thing that we call the spirit of the soul, which we say is inside of us, wants to grow. It constantly wants to grow. It wants to become larger. It wants to become bigger all the time. The world squashes that down, by the way. And we're told many times, you know, you're too big for your britches. Did you hear that when you were a child? I heard that all the time when I was a child. You're too big for your britches. Well, let's all be too big for our britches. Let's grow out of those britches. Let's get new garments to wear. let's get large, people. Let's expand ourselves. Let's say, oh, I am about my Father's business. And let that come through you. You can do that. You don't need that. You know, in religious science, anyone can be a minister in religious science if they are speaking the truth. You know, I went to 4 years of classes and so forth. You went to 4 years of classes and so forth. But you don't have to go to those classes. They add to you. They may add something here and there. But if you're a person who can speak the truth, you're a minister. You're administering to people. When you know that you're about your Father's business and you're telling the truth, that's what counts, you see. Not all those diplomas on the wall and not all those things and all the garments and vestments and so forth that people think, oh, now I'm godlike because I wear all this jewelry and all that kind of stuff. That's nothing to do with that. It always has to do with what's going on inside of you. And there is not one person on this planet that is not born with all those intrinsic qualities of God. The qualities of love, compassion are in us, and we have to bring it out. We have to be able to see things differently. We have to be able to see ourselves differently as the being that we always wanted to be, that wonderful, marvelous person. It doesn't mean that everyone's going to flock to you. It doesn't mean that. It means to learn to love yourself, to learn to love yourself that much that you're growing and growing and growing, that nothing on the outside can hurt you. And you no longer care what people think about you. You no longer care what people think about you. If they think you're a nut, if you're crazy, or whatever. When I was a child, we had a religious part of our family, the Boyers. My father always called them the Bible thumpers. And he thought that they were better than anybody else. But isn't it time for us to be better than other people? We don't have to flaunt it in their face. Not that the Boyers ever flaunted anything in their face. That was my father's idea. You're seeing? And we think, oh, they're getting to be too much. You could never get to be too much. If we're about our Father's business and we know that our Father is infinite, therefore we must be infinite also. And we must learn to expand. We must learn to dwell in the mind of God and see what is going on in that mind and how can I join in that mind so that I can expand, so that the world can expand. You see, when we do that, we can clean up the world. We can clean up everything about the world, you know. It's all done with your mind. It's all done with your consciousness. And when you see everything with your love glasses on, things change for you. Then, when you put your love glasses on, you truly are about your Father's business. This thing called God is love. Love and God are exactly the same thing. But we have no idea what that means. You see? And we must learn, what does it mean? What does it mean to love something unconditionally? What does it mean to no longer have a judgmental mind? That everything is all right. What you're doing is completely all right. Where you are is completely all right. Get rid of that judgmental mind. The mind of God is not judgmental. Many people would like to think that God sits around judging. I don't know where they ever got that idea. because that is not what this thing called God does. But here again, if I'm offending anybody by using the word God, think of intelligence, think of wisdom, think of anything you're saying. I happened to use the word God because, first of all, it doesn't offend me. I was born in a family that talked about God, and we seem to know something about God. But over the years, my relationship with this thing called God has gotten better and better and better. So I cannot not use the word God. As I said the other week, that would be like having a friend named Robert and never using his name Robert. You see, this thing called God can be your friend. Make it your friend. And here again, when you do that, you are expanding, you are growing, you are seeing yourself in a completely different light. And you happen to realize, isn't this wonderful that I have this marvelous thing called God, that I can consider my friend, that this thing called God knows exactly what I need, knows exactly how to take care of me, knows this. I told you the story that happened to me maybe 30 years ago, and I wasn't in meditation, that I felt something behind me, and I felt hands, and I never turned around. I was overlooking, I was on a precipice, and I was overlooking this beautiful valley. And this being behind me said, "Dallas, I'm going to take care of you. Because after all, I'm better at it than you are. I'm better at it than you are." And that's what you have to remember about this thing called God. God is better at everything than you are. And we get so caught up thinking, "Oh, I have such a big head, I'm so intelligent, this, you know." No. I know that this thing called God is taking care of me. So if I know that God is taking care of me, then I say to myself, I can be about my Father's business. I can be about my Father's business. I do not have to worry where the next penny is coming from, where the next job is coming from, because I'm being taken care of. And I'm being taken care of because I'm about my Father's business. I'm about my Father's business. You see? Because our small, finite mind wants to say, "Oh no. Your business is to be a doctor, is to be a lawyer, is to be a real estate agent, is to be this, that, or the other thing." Those things are wonderful. Please don't give up those things. But know that there is bigger things out there. And when you're about your Father's business, those jobs and goals and all that stuff you have will fall into place. Will fall into place because you're showing what? You're showing love, you're showing compassion, you're showing kindness. You see, and these are qualities of God. And you have them, each and every one of you. Inside of you, you have all these wonderful qualities. But we are afraid to bring them to the forefront. And we must stop doing that. We must stop doing them. Many people think, "Well, I'll do that next week, or I'll do that next year, or I'll do that after I read the next book, or after I take the next class," and after. Because you think you have time. You think you have time to accomplish this thing. You have no time. You say, you have no time. It has to be done right here and right now. Have you ever heard somebody say they'll find themselves in time? Mm-hmm. You can't find yourself in time. You have to find yourself right here and right now, and you have to say to yourself, I'm about my Father's business. I understand this. And I can do these things. I know that I want to be compassionate. I want to be loving. I want to be kind. I want to. And if you fall off the wagon, I often fall off the wagon, just pick yourself up and get back on. You see? Because God is not judging you. Why are you judging yourself? You just have to keep trying. It's that idea. I just have to keep trying. You see? And you'll get there. You will accomplish these things. You will accomplish what it's at, what it's about. If you're not about your Father's business, you're about the goals of the world and so forth, the careers or whatever is out there for you, the economy of the world and so forth, nothing wrong with that. But it is not going to bring you the fulfillment. It's not going to bring you the happiness that you are seeking. There is not one person in this world who is not seeking the same thing. And the same thing that all people are seeking is peace of mind. They want their mind to shut up. They want their mind to stop being critical. They want their mind to stop being judgmental. So, when you're about your Father's business, your mind shuts down. It says, oh, I can be kind to that person. They don't have to earn your respect. They don't have to earn anything, you see? It comes to you out of the idea that you're about your Father's business. We should all be about our Father's business. And I think more and more people are doing that. More and more people are realizing that. In the last decade, in the last century and so forth, some of that was absolutely not true, because everyone turned their spirituality and their religion over to an institution, over to somebody else. You cannot turn yourself over to anything. You must be your own self. You hear me say all the time, you're an individualized expression of this thing called God. Learn to be an individualized expression. When you first step out in the world, is against you. If you keep at it and ignore it, the world will start not only to admire you, it will get in step with you. It will get in step with you. But we're afraid to do those things because we think we're not strong enough. We're strong enough to accomplish anything. We're strong enough to become anything we want to become. We're strong enough to conquer anything that's going on the inside of us. Once you conquer what's going on the inside of you, you conquer what's going on all around you. Because you realize that nothing can harm you. Nothing can harm you. You learn to live in total bliss, in total joy, and total happiness. This is the mind that you want to cultivate. This is being about your Father's business. The same. Conquer your own thinking. Conquer your own body. It will listen to you. It will listen to you every time. You must feel inside of yourself something growing and growing and growing, becoming bigger and bigger and bigger, and not be afraid of it. Let it blossom. Let it come out. And this spring season and this religious season that we're coming upon, for this idea of resurrection and all that, do that for yourself. Resurrect. Don't give up. If you've had old goals and ideas and so forth that you've left go by the wayside, now's the time to resurrect those things. You see? Now's the time to resurrect those things. Because the mind says to you, oh, well, you haven't thought about that. You probably don't want it anymore. This, that, and the other. Set yourself down and say, here's what I'm thinking right here and right now. This is what I'm bringing into my life. This is what I'm resurrecting inside of me. And then, when you get that going inside of you, it expands out into the world, people. It expands out into the world. You see that all the time with wonderful people. As I told you, I'm so impressed with this new Pope. I think he absolutely where he came from, you know. It's unbelievable. You know, he's the first Pope that smiles. You actually see his teeth. He's happy. He's a happy Pope. We can be happy. We can smile. We can be decent. Not only to ourselves, it starts with being decent to yourself. You have to be decent to everybody. You see? Wouldn't that make a complete difference in this world if everyone was just decent to everybody? That we didn't judge everything that comes down the pipe? That we knew that these people were wonderful? You see? We don't do that, do we? We start to judge. So if you want to be about your Father's business, give up the judgmental mind. Give up the parental mind that is inside of you, the one that you remember your parents telling you, don't do this, don't do that. Get rid of that parental mind. That will do you no good whatsoever. And I know people that are much older than I who still have that parental mind going on. It doesn't do you any good. It doesn't do you any good. What does you good is being about your Father's business. Being about your Father's business. Can you imagine? That will give you a goal right there to be about your Father's business. Now you don't have to sit around and say to yourself, oh, what am I going to do with my life? What am I going to do with myself? Oh, I should have this job. Oh, I should have that job. You already have a job. Your job is that you are about your Father's business. You see? Isn't that wonderful? You can say those things to people. You can also say to people, you know, my Father's rich. That always gets them. Then you have to go, you have to explain that one. But you see, if you're about your Father's business, it's going to happen for you. You see? You're going to inherit that kingdom. That kingdom of mind. That kingdom of peace of mind. You will inherit that. And if you change now and do all these things, think of the next generation. Think what you're leaving them. You see? You have to leave the next generation better, you see, than you started. And when you're about your Father's business, you are able to do that. You are able to show people this does work. That doesn't mean that, as I said, that you have to go to church. It doesn't mean you have to be down on your hands and knees and praying 24/7. You have to say to yourself, I'm about my Father's business, and know exactly what that means. I know what it means. What does it mean to be kind, to be compassionate, to be loving? And then do those things. Do those things. For yourself. You know? We're always in a relationship, you know, with another human being. That's absolutely all well and good. But if you build a relationship with this thing called God, you see, then you have a relationship that will never go away. It will never go away. That's the relationship. You see, the world hoodwinks us all the time because it wants to keep us small. I don't want to be small, and I don't want you people to be small. I want you to be bigger and bigger and bigger and better and better and better. And you can do that. You have the power within you to do that. Just make up your mind. Just make up your mind. I tell you, not only in the morning I put my love glasses on, I also, before I get out of bed, I always say I can do all things through God, which strengthens me. And then I go on about my day and about my business. And yes, sometimes. But I'm noticing more and more and more. I'm becoming aware of all the little glitches in my own thinking. When I start to want to go down a path of judgment, I stop myself now and I say, no, I don't want to do that. I'm not participating in that world anymore. I'm about my Father's business. I'm not about the business of the world. I'm about my Father's business. My mind slows down, it corrects that, and I go on about my business, you see. You have to stop your mind. And you can stop it dead in its tracks, you see. You can just stop it dead in your tracks. This is not what I want, you see. I've been telling you people for years, you must remember that you are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use. You are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use. You are the I behind everything. The I am behind everything. That I. So you have to go to that I and say, what does that I want? Does that I want me to behave this way? No, it doesn't. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. That's falling for the ego. That's falling for the personality. That's falling for the world itself. You do not want to do that to yourself. Make it a little project. Just see. If you say to yourself, oh, I'm about my Father's business today. And then go out there and see what will happen. You see? So many people think, I think, when you say you're about your Father's business, or, you know, you're trying to become God and all that thing, they think that's very pretentious. But it's not pretentious at all. Now, you don't have to go up and down the street with placards and stuff like that and yell and scream. You just go about your business, you know, about your Father's business, and you do those little things for yourself, you see. And it works, and it works for the world, it works for every human being. Your life will change, it will be different all the time. Don't hold these little grudges, don't hold these little things against anyone or against yourself. See what your mind is doing to you. And know that you are the I am behind everything. When I say that, you see, you have to know that you're up here looking down all the time. You see? Then you look at, oh, look what my mind is doing to me. Look what my mind is doing. I can change that. This is who I am. This is not who I am. This is who I am. I'm of a higher consciousness, and I can change what's going on inside of here. I can change that mind. I can change that thinking so that I do see the world the way I want to see it, through the eyes of love. And I want to see it through the eyes of love. Because I know I'm about my Father's business. You see? It's not difficult, people. But it requires staying awake. It requires staying awake. You see, the world wants us to nod off all the time. It wants us to repeat the same thing all the time, so that one generation looks like the next generation. We are evolving people, and we must evolve, you see. We have reached a place in consciousness where now we can participate in evolution. We're the ones now that are causing evolution to move forward. You see? And we do that with our minds, with thinking bigger, better thought about yourself, about other people, about the world itself. How about this wonderful planet that we live on? And realizing that it is our mother, and we must take care of it. You know, most people go through life thinking that they don't have to take care of this planet. There's another one to go to. There's no other planet to go to, people. There's no other planet. Maybe some other galaxy. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying you must treat this planet like it is your home, and that you are going to live here, and that you're going to be able to pass this planet, this home, on to the next generation. And you can do that when you're about your father's business. You can do that. You can see things differently. That's all this teaching is about, is learning to see things differently. Because the world is bombarding us constantly with what is not right about this planet. Every time you concentrate on what's not right about this planet, you multiply that. You must say to yourself, everything about this planet is wonderful. And I also, when I hear about the wolves being slaughtered, I hear about the whales, I hear about the manatees. I mean, I could go on and on and on. I do nothing but send them absolute love. Send them absolute love. I also send the perpetrators absolute love. You see? You have to send the you can't be angry with the people. You can't be angry with the perpetrator. And if we all did that and we all concentrated, all the things would level themselves out and people would realize that we're all connected. This thing is life itself. It's God itself. And everything is connected. You're saying you can't be around kicking and animals and treating them meanly and all that if you're about your father's business. You see, they have a place. One day we'll be able to really communicate with the animals and so forth. You know, I grew up on a farm, and a couple years ago I read where some man was getting his doctorate degree by writing a book about the emotions and personalities of animals. And I thought, what a nitwit. If you were growing up on a farm or near a farm, cows, every cow had a name, and every cow, we knew what the personality of that cow was. Yes, we knew everything about the cow. Don't get near that cow kicks. You see, this cow does that. They all had personalities. But I never, in all my growing up, saw any farmer take a stick and hit any animal. Never. You know, the cows, you could call the cows at night. Well, they came automatically. You know, they knew what time it was. When it was time to be milked, they'd all come in out of the field and walk up and get ready to be milked and so forth. And they were treated decently and so forth. They were treated absolutely decent. And the farmer, of course, depended on that, the cows for milk, and he sold the milk. He did all that. But today we're trying to you know, think animals do not have a life, that they do not feel pain, that they don't have emotions. They have all those things, people. They absolutely have all those things. All life is connected. All life is connected. We're connected to all these things. So when you're being mean to something, to an animal or something, you're being mean to God.
Ooh.
And you cannot be mean to God. When you're being mean to yourself, you're being mean to God. When you don't like yourself, you don't like God. You're saying, you can't get away with it anymore. You have to be about your Father's business. That's all this life is about. But we were taught, no, it means we must become a millionaire, a billionaire. We must have a job or that job or be successful here or there. Nothing wrong with any of that. But while you're doing that, you cannot give up the idea that you're not about your Father's business. Learn to do those things for yourself. And your life will change. It will change. You've heard that expression, I think, or at least I did, when I was a child, when they said, when I heard the expression, I'm about my Father's business. Now, I have known that for what? Over 60 years. So, I have to do something about it now. I have to say, you're absolutely right. I am about my Father's business. And I'm going to do something about this whole thing. I'm the one that wants to expand. I don't care what other people, I'm not going to tell them not to expand. And if they're not expanding, I'm not going to worry about that either. I tell the story about Robert Bitzer, who was a contemporary of Ernest Holmes and had the Hollywood Church of Religious Science. The Hollywood Church of Religious Science is now a restaurant. It's a restaurant now. But anyway, Robert Bitzer said to me, Dallas, it's not your job to wake people. It's not your job to wake people. Our job is to be about our Father's business. When we're about our Father's business, people will notice. And they will wake up or they won't wake up. You see? It's a choice. It's a choice. So choose to wake up and choose to say to yourself, I'm going to be about my Father's business from now on. I'm going to take care of this thing called God, which we always think is so far away when I was a child and so forth, up here somewhere. God is right here, right here, right here, right here and right now. Here's where God is. God is between us. God is everywhere. And we're all gods and goddesses. And we could all communicate with this thing called God. Make God not only your Father, make God your best friend, you know. Your Father can be your best friend. We don't see that so much in the world.
I'd like to share something, and I think I said it years ago to everybody too. A really good exercise to try for a while is, after practicing having no condemnation of anybody, practice not having an opinion. It's the closest thing to take you into a God energy or a God place. And you see the world differently. You're like on the outside of the box looking in. You know, all this stuff is happening, but you see the divine children. You see the...
You see what they got.
Something different.
The word opinion, we all have opinions, you know. They're like rear ends. Everyone has one. Some just smell more than others. You see? So when you give up the idea of an opinion, you open your mind up. The other thing is viewpoints. Everyone wants a viewpoint, which is the exact same thing as an opinion. You must never have a viewpoint. You must have many points to view. Many points to view. You just look at all that stuff and you think, oh, is that what that's all about? You see? And you don't take it personally. You just look at things. All that stuff is happening. But it doesn't have to happen to you. It does not have to happen to you. Use this wonderful gift, your mind, people, and be about your Father's business. And it's wonderful, and so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.
Before I end the recording, I'm going to repeat Dallas's new phone number one more time. It's 323-229-0519. Once again, that's 323-229-0519.